The Emerald Triangle is renowned for its natural beauty, including some of the best swimming holes in the state. As summer heats up, many people flock to local rivers to enjoy the weather. However, those warm temperatures also create ideal conditions for toxic algae, which have led to the tragic loss of pets and caused illness in children and vulnerable adults. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services is reminding residents to exercise caution and avoid harmful algal blooms.
My name is Benjamin Dolph. I'm the supervisor of the Consumer Protection Program for the Humboldt County Division of Environmental Health. Harmful algal blooms are various species of cyanobacteria that, when conditions are favorable, such as low river flows, warmer water temperatures, and the potential for nutrient loading in the rivers, they can cause a bloom or a rapid growth. And during that time, they produce toxins that are harmful to people and animals.
Cyanobacteria, also known as blue-green algae, are common in freshwater and estuaries. These organisms have been around for billions of years and are essential components of aquatic ecosystems, serving as a food source and producing oxygen. When conditions are favorable, algae and cyanobacteria can rapidly multiply, causing blooms. These blooms can sometimes be seen as scum or discoloration on the water's surface. Blooms can appear in various colors, including green, blue, yellow, red, or brown. However, the cyanotoxins produced by cyanobacteria cannot be seen in the water or tissue.
Unfortunately, identifying the various species and whether they're harmful or not is fairly nuanced. There isn't any clear-cut identification features. And frequently harmful algal species can occur in conjunction with harmless species. So it's even difficult for some of our staff to identify exactly what or the likelihood of harmful toxins being produced in a particular area is. We do frequently take photographs and send them to the state, who is a bit more experienced in identifying the harmful species. And if there is a concern based on the visual observations, on occasion, we will collect samples, and the state can identify if harmful toxins are being produced and at a level that could cause a risk to public health.
Cyanobacteria warnings typically begin in late July and early August, when low water flows and sustained high temperatures in inland areas contribute to cyanobacteria growth in local rivers and lagoons. While most cyanobacterias are harmless, some can produce toxins that pose a risk to animals and humans. The DHHS is working with the State Department of Water Quality to monitor cyanobacteria levels, track toxic blooms, and post warnings at popular swimming holes. But it's important to use caution when recreating in any body of water during this time of year, as not all locations may have visible warnings, even if cyanobacteria is present.
First and foremost, it's avoiding areas where there's a large amount of algal growth. And if the water doesn't look clean, it doesn't look inviting, it probably should be avoided. And obviously, if those are the conditions when you're at the river, keep kids and dogs away from the water. Dogs and children can even get sick from, kids are less likely to ingest algae, but the mats and the scum that's washed up and dried up on the riverbank, that can still contain toxins, and those little stagnant pools that are sort of off the side of the river, those can be significantly or definitely problematic, and dogs are often susceptible because they'll be wading in it, they'll lick themselves clean, they're ingesting a higher level of these toxins if they're exposed. Currently, we haven't had any confirmed blooms locally yet this year. Really, the rivers of concern are the most popular rivers because they're seeing the greatest amount of public use. These blooms can occur everywhere. The harmful species of algae are endemic. They've always been here. We've just been learning more about the toxicity over time. So these blooms can occur, and usually the best swimming holes are where the water is slow, where the water is warm, where the conditions for algae can occur. So a lot of it is being vigilant when visiting the river, but most popular places are where we have the highest concern.
According to the state's HABS monitoring map, there are currently no confirmed blooms in local waterways. However, Lake Pillsbury, part of the Potter Valley Project Dam that feeds into the Eel River, shows extremely high levels of HABS. The state has created the California Harmful Algal Bloom Portal, which serves as both an informational resource for the public and a tool for coordination with statewide partners to address HABS. The content is developed by the California Cyanobacteria and HAB Network and participating state agencies.
The State Water Resources Control Board has a method or a website for reporting a bloom, and it lets you provide photos and fill out a form to essentially report the bloom. They also have a hotline that allows people to report blooms by phone. And on that site, there is also, they maintain a interactive map that shows all of California where blooms have been reported, if they've been investigated and tested, and if there's any active warnings or postings on particular water bodies.
The website for the HABS portal is mywaterquality.ca.gov/HABS. Residents are encouraged to report any suspected HABS and to practice healthy water habits at local lakes, rivers, and streams.
We do rely heavily on the public reporting concerns when they see water conditions being concerning. We have limited eyes and ears out in the field, but we definitely encourage the public to report primarily to the state or to our office if they have concerns about a harmful algal bloom. We would definitely investigate. Be cautious if you're going to a water body that does have postings posted. We have general warnings for be cautious of algae, but we also have more specific signs if a bloom has been identified in any particular location. So look in the kiosks, look on billboards, look at trailheads to see if there's any postings present at the local swimming holes.
To report a suspected bloom, you can email cyanohab.reports@waterboards.ca.gov, or you can call 844-729-6466 toll-free. You can also report blooms via the Bloom Watch app, which is available to download on your smart device.